रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसी रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 51. Dhumraksha goes out to fight. The recitation begins now. Ravana and his rakshasas were surprised to hear the monkey warriors shout for joy. Ministers, there must be some reason for this untimely joy which makes these monkeys roar like clouds during the rain. The seas are troubled by the shouts. Rama and Lakshmana lie unconscious, bound with keen arrows, and the monkeys shout for joy. This rouses grave doubts in me. Messengers, go hence as swiftly as you can and bring me news why the monkeys rejoice when they have lost their leaders. I should be plunged in grief. Forthwith, countless rakshasas clambered up the fortress walls and observed what took place in the monkey camp. Sugriva was marshalling his troops and making arrangements for their safety. Rama and Lakshmana, freed from the serpent bonds, had regained consciousness and were leading the monkeys as before. With troubled hearts and faded faces, they took back the news to Ravana. Your Majesty, Indrajit bound Rama and Lakshmana by his arrows and threw them senseless on the ground. Like mad elephants breaking asunder the ropes that bind them, these men have got rid of the serpent bonds and move about like lions in their pride of strength. Ravana was filled with anxiety and his face was pale as he said, By the grace of gods, these serpent arrows shine like the sun and they never go in vain. With these did Indrajit, matchless in skill, bind Rama and Lakshmana. If they should free themselves from these arrows, it portends, I fear, great danger to our army. These arrows are as potent as the mighty serpents Vasuki, Takshaka and Karkotaka. None so far have escaped their bonds, and if these fails, I do not know what we should do. And he was sad and thoughtful. After a while, furious with danger, he hissed forth like a terrible serpent. Hear you, Dhumraksha! What need have I for anxiety as long as you are here with me? Take what troops you want and go forth and deal instant death to Rama and Lakshmana and all the monkeys. Dhumraksha was mightily pleased at being the first of the generals chosen to fight with the enemies. He went round Ravana in reverence and coming out, addressed the leader of his troops. Why delay yet? Let our troops be ready to march forth. Knowing it to be the order of his majesty, the captains obeyed and countless rakshasas marched forth from all quarters and hid the earth from view. They were decked with war bells in their waists and armed from head to foot. With frightful forms and boundless strength, they resembled huge cloud banks during the rains, roaring frightfully. Some were cased in fine armor, others drove on cars adorned with flags and golden windows and drawn by mules with diverse faces. Some were mounted on horses, swift as thought, some on mad elephants, and they marched forth to battle like fierce tigers. The car of Dhumraksha was drawn by mules with the faces of wolves, tigers and lions and decked with every kind of ornament. He laughed like thunder and, surrounded by dreadful rakshasas, came to the western fortress gate where Hanuman stood expectant. On his way, he was warned by many evil omens. A huge and terrible vulture fell on top of his car. Many vultures fell in a mass on the top of his banner. A headless trunk, white and dreadful, covered with blood and crying aloud, fell in front of Dhumraksha. The clouds showered blood. The earth quaked in terror. Strong winds blew against him and rumbled like mighty thunder. The quarters were covered with darkness and nothing could be seen. At those dreadful portents, Dhumraksha was filled with sadness. His rakshasas were in the grip of fear and confusion. Thus did that rakshasa Dhumraksha of boundless strength and dreadful valor issue forth from the city with his rakshasa heroes, eager for a fight with the monkeys. He beheld the monkey troops protected by Rama and boundless like the ocean. Manglam Kushlindraya Bahiniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhaumaya Manglam.